By Thursday, rain likely as well, and 48 degrees expected. It's 50 degrees now. KQEN News Time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We've all been affected by COVID-19 and by a lot of different things that have been in flux this year. One organization hit hard, the YMCA of Douglas County, and Matt Lund is the interim CEO. He also leads the Grants Pass facility, and that's where he is this afternoon. Matt, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate you having me on.
So it's been a tough year for the YMCA and similar organizations. Give us an overall update on where things stand now for the YMCA of Douglas County.
Yeah, it's interesting where we're at today. I don't know anybody knew we'd be here from March to current day. If anybody's been watching the announcements coming from our governor's office and your county health officials and OHA, unfortunately, YMCA is across the state, along with other like-minded organizations, have been shut down. And the Douglas County YMCA has been shut down and continues to be shut down because we are in the extreme category. And so, unfortunately, that means we ultimately cannot allow members in our facility, and many of the programs that we typically would offer cannot go right now either.
So talk about, first of all, what you can offer. I noticed that the Y got really creative recently with doing some things outdoors.
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting time with some things. We don't obviously want to be just down and out with everything going on, but we're trying to do what we can with the mandates that are in place. And that is, we went out and said, okay, what can we do? What is okay? What are things that we can look at that aren't typical of how we run operations? And we decided to look at some outdoor exercise classes and how we can utilize the outdoor space and be very strategic about it. And so we went out and purchased a beautiful awning that really goes on the outside of the building. And we put up lights and got heaters where it's still an open space. It meets all mandates that are required from us. And people have been coming. We've seen class sizes that are, you know, 5 people. And we've seen class sizes that are up to 25 people. And we're still making sure people are wearing masks. We're still making sure that people are keeping the physical distance that is required. And it really looks like people are exercising, but I truly believe that it is helping mentally and spiritually as well as people are going through these tough times. And so we're doing the outside exercise classes and group classes, and we're also providing childcare as well. And that's another service that that we have done really since the beginning of the shutdown that happened back in spring. And we are a licensed child care service. And as we do virtual learning as well at the Y, we're helping a lot of families that if we weren't there, would have a tough time being able to find the internet, find the services in order to help these kids through the schooling right now and getting the child care services as parents are trying to normalize some sort of lifestyle as we go through the pandemic.
So as you're able to do those things right now, there's a whole bunch of things you can't do. Kind of go through that list.
The things that we can't do right now, like you said, it's a very large list. Having just the YMCA open, having people come in and work out inside the facility, allowing programs to run like swim lessons or swim team programs, or getting people in the pool for exercise, group classes indoors. Youth sports are another thing that we cannot do right now indoors either. Unfortunately, it's a little cold outside. We're trying to also see what we can do with some youth sports outdoors at this moment. But the things that typical people know about what we do as an organization that is pertaining to indoor programs, we just can't do right now. And we're hoping that we'll get out of the extreme category soon and we'll be able to open our doors back up and get people back in and start helping people become healthy in many different ways.
And, of course, the announcement coming out in the past hour that we're staying in the extreme level for a couple more weeks. And, in fact, several other counties have been added in around the state to the extreme level as well, right as we are on the cusp of the holidays here. Why MCAs have members? How has your level, your numbers of members, and your revenue been impacted since March?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's the everyday struggle that we're going through right now, and especially as we look to try to budget for 2021, is that our membership, just to give you, we run things by internal office, by units and members, and just to give you kind of an idea, we had about 5,000 members before the pandemic happened, a little over. And then the first time we shut down, we dropped down to about 2,500, maybe 2,400 members. And now that we've been closed down a second time, we're sitting downwards of about 1,500 members. And so we have lost a good majority of our membership base. Either people have put it on hold or canceled their memberships. And it's a scary time for us. And so we're trying to do what we can to make sure we're going to be around once we come out of the pandemic, and obviously look to serve the community in many different ways. The financial impact of what all that means is that typically the Douglas County YMCA would bring in right around $2.5 million in revenue, and we're looking at a total year end of revenue right around 1.3 to 1.5 million. So we've lost over $1 million in revenue that would typically come in on an average year.
So how has that impacted the number of staff that you have that are still able to be paid to work?
Yeah, great question. So when we first shut down or pre-pandemic, we were employing right around 160, 170 staff. And then when we shut down, many of them went on furlough, were able to file for unemployment. As the PPP loans came out, we brought staff back on, or the PPP funding came out. And we had employed somewhere about 70 to 80 more staff coming back on when we opened back up. And then as we shut down again, unfortunately, we had to furlough, or not furlough, but went on a reduction of hours. We don't want to furlough and we don't want to lay off any staff because we're hoping we'll be able to open back up soon. But as of right now, we have about consistently working 10 to 15% of our staff, which are majority of them are directors and the leaders of the departments that we're hoping that if we get to open back up as we go by every 2 weeks. And that's what's tough is that we have to plan for every 2 weeks that we're going to reopen. And then if we don't reopen, we then have to plan for the following 2 weeks. And so that is what is making it really tough. And so we're trying to hang on to as many staff as we possibly can. But obviously going at it every 2 weeks and trying to figure out when we can and cannot open makes it incredibly tough, to either budget for it or even communicate to staff on, how this really needs to look as we move forward.
So it's a nonprofit organization. How are you holding all this together?
A lot of prayers. you know, we have a great team that's there right now, the staff that are continuing to work. And we continue to research and look for grants, apply for grants as many as possible, whether it's through the state or federal grants. We've had some incredible donors come through for us. And our board continues to look to support us, whether they're reaching out to the community. And we've had some members that have held on to their memberships and continue to support the Y every month by allowing us to continue to draft. And we are very grateful for that. And if it wasn't for the private donors and the members continuing to support us with the funds that are came out from the first CARES Act, those have all pretty much expired out and there is no more funding. And so without these, again, these private individuals, we would not be able to keep our doors open. And I don't know what the outcome would be in a few months from now if we didn't have that happening.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Matt Lund, the interim CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, with us. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Back in 2 minutes, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. We'll be right back. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1. True Wealth Radio with David Littlejohn and Katie Shook, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, we'll be talking to State Representative Cedric Hayden, the governor announcing a special session for Monday. We'll talk about that. Also, the recent legislative days and look ahead to the next full session of the Oregon State Legislature with Cedric Hayden on tomorrow's program. Matt Lund with us now, interim CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, talking about what they're able to do and not able to do right now. I imagine, Matt, for your board, this has been a particularly tough time to be serving in that role.
Yeah, the board is a group of volunteers that they really put their passion and time into supporting an organization like a YMCA, and obviously have the oversight in working with myself and the others at the Y to try to make the best decisions that we can as we move forward. And, you know, no one has ever really worked through what we're going through right now as this pandemic continues to spread. And, you know, I'm grateful every day for the volunteers that we have that are working at the Y. And again, specifically the board members that are there. We have a few board members that have gone really above and beyond, and they have just done an amazing job in supporting what we do as an organization and really getting the word out and working with private foundations on some additional funding for the Y as well.
And talk about a challenge grant that I understand you recently received.
Yeah, so it was actually a donation that was made by a private donor that said that they would do a matching gift. They would donate up to $50,000, and it would be a matching gift. So if somebody comes in and donates, say, $1,000, they will then match that up to $50,000. So, again, if someone donates $1,000, they'll donate $1,000 as well. So it was a tremendous thing that had happened, and we're very blessed to have this individual come in and give this this matching gift.
So how long is that going to be in place for people to donate and have their gift doubled?
They said that they just want to keep it open and hope that we'll be able to raise an additional $50,000 from it. So right now there is no timeline on it. They just said, you know, we're going to put this out here and we're hoping other people will hop on board with us and help contribute to the Y.
Now, you also lead the Grants Pass YMCA. Are things any different down there than what we're experiencing here in terms of the YMCA?
You know, down here we have our membership base.
And we'll see if we get Matt back. We lost him here for just a moment. There we go.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay, I apologize. So here at Grants Pass, we've been very blessed to hang on to a good majority of our members. But we've seen about a 40% reduction in our membership. And, you know, the only difference here is we are able to run a few more programs than what we're running in the Douglas County Y, which is massage therapy and acupuncture and some personal training sessions that are all under a category of personal services. And so we're able to do that here, but for the most part, it looks very similar to what it does in Roseburg.
So overall, as a national organization, how's the YMCA handling the pandemic?
You know, I think as an organization overall, we are doing very well. You see Y's struggling across the U.S. Some states have reopened. Some Y's are probably back to a 50 or 60% capacity. There are some Y's that have closed down and will never reopen, unfortunately. And, you know, it's very tough understanding that a lot of people think that the YMCA is too big to fail. And the YMCA itself as an organization before COVID had hit was an $8 billion a year organization across the U.S. And now we look much smaller than that. And so we come together here in the state. We have a CEO Alliance Committee that we come together and we talk about the struggles that we're facing and we look at how we can overcome it and strategic planning that we can put in place to make sure that we are not one of the YMCAs that wound up closing and that will actually be here for our communities once we are past the pandemic.
So along with the challenge grant right now, what are other ways that people in the community can help out the YMCA of Douglas County?
Yeah, the two immediate ways that people can help is, one, obviously joining the Y. Even though we're not open right now for our gym and pool use, we are still open for doing some of our services outdoor, but also our childcare. So the YMCA is not closed, just our indoor services are right now, unfortunately. But obviously joining the Y will help support us, but then also making their private contributions to the Y, which they can do online, or they can mail in a check to the Y, and that will obviously help support what we do. And then the funds that come in will help us.
And we lost him again for just a second. We'll see if we get the Zoom call back. All right, Matt, do we have you back on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, there we go. So we lost you partway through that, but one of the things I'm curious about, in the middle of a pandemic, all the stress and everything that folks are under, it would seem like some of the services you offer in terms of both physical health activities and things that can help folks' mental health, it's got to be hard there, because you know there's so many things you do that could help people if you could actually do them right now.
Yes, a lot of the services that we offer, and again, whether it's someone working out or coming to in and to use the pool, or coming just to socialize, a lot of that helps not only with the physical aspects but the mental aspects. And obviously the emotional, social well-being of people as well. And so we have put out a letter to the governor's office asking if we can open up specific programs to help us serve the community beyond just the gym and swim stuff. And that, again, goes back to some of the some of the services that we offer, like massage therapy and acupuncture here in Grants Pass. But there are other specific classes that we could look to open to help people get back, where we can take the needed responsibility and accountability pieces of making sure that we're standing by the 6-foot social distancing and that we're wearing masks and making sure that we're sanitizing and keeping the facility clean.
Wow. About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. How do folks find out more about what's being offered currently? Is that up on your website or social media?
Yes, we have everything that is updated on our website and also on our Facebook page. And so that's for Roseburg and also in Grants Pass. So if anybody is wanting any new information or updated information, please check our Facebook page and our website, and you will get that information right away.
All right, Matt Lund, the CEO, interim CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, joining us on Zoom from Grants Pass. Matt, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
1256 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.